My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Today is a great time for a reset. This is when you it's like that first game didn't even happen.
Nope.
That first Panthers game didn't happen. And I just assume forget that that game happened because that game was brutal. I complained about it for about 3 hours yesterday, and I'm all done doing that. We're turning the page, and now here we are with our real goaltender, Swayman in net tonight, which that is official, as the Bruins now look for their first win, their first home game here against the Montreal Canadiens, a team that was no good last year, obviously. And there's expectations now. I think that with Swayman in the game, and now officially your main guy starting on his big contract here. The expectations of that, I think, are interesting. There's some line changes that we're already seeing now as a couple of guys hitting the bench after, I wouldn't say particularly auspicious starts in Florida the other night, but we'll get to those as well. Some new changes here on this roster, I think, Andy, are worth getting into, because you heard Montgomery say this, and it was pretty interesting to hear him say it on night one. We looked really slow out there.
Yep.
We looked slow against the Panthers, who aren't exactly, I mean, they're faster than you, but they're not known for that. They're kind of, they got some fast guys on that team, but they're known for being sort of tough guys, getting under your skin, skill guys, things like that. The Bruins did look slow. And they kind of, in the offseason, made a point of getting a little slower. They got bigger. They got these big guys. They brought them in. They wanted to do that in order to compete with Florida and compete with these other teams that push them around in the playoffs. And they went to Florida, and they got pushed around. Now, listen, I don't know what's gonna happen here tonight against Montreal, but I'm interested in seeing if this new-look Bruins team is going to be able to adjust to that, because I thought they looked very much out of sorts. They looked like a team without really much of an identity, and I know it's just the first week, but there's a lot of guys here who are carrying over from years prior who know what it's like to play on this team, to play with these guys. There's some new guys out there now for sure, but your core is largely still intact here, and it didn't look that way opening night.
Well, I think some of that can actually be, you know, part of the Swayman thing.
Yes.
You know, you don't have your number one goalie out there. I think it's, I mean, it's not unlike Drake May. We'll get into him later and the energy we expect him to inject into the Patriots, but when you have your franchise goalie, that's different, right? There's just a different feeling, a different air. And I know Fluto wrote a story on The Athletic saying, you know, Korpisalo wasn't bad. I think his lead was something to the effect, he gave up 6 goals and he still played well or something like
okay.
that. And so it was sort of a film breakdown of how he wasn't the only problem, that it was a total system failure. The team didn't, but I would rewind that and go back to, they didn't have it. Whatever it was, they weren't ready to go. I told you, I didn't think Montgomery did a very good job, flat out, having his team ready to go and not having them out for the ceremony.
Right.
I thought that could have been a valuable slap in the butt to get them going this season, and it looked like a team that needed a little kick in the rear to get things moving. They never got it going. So now you come home, you have your goalie in the pipes, you're facing a team on back-to-back in the Canadiens. They got a 1-0 win last night, so you should have a little bit more energy than they have. I think all signs point to, if we're having this same conversation on Friday about kind of lackluster effort, you know, you look slow, you look lethargic, then we might be talking about, is this a problem with this team and the way it's built and the personnel?
Yeah, and the coaching, too. I mean, you can't get your team ready for the first two nights of the first two games of the season, which, again, I know there's 80 more to go here before you start jumping. Oh, well, Arkin, you were all upset yesterday. I'm still upset by that game. I did not like that game. That's the first time you're going to see Florida, and you'll see them again very soon here. But those games, there's going to be a big spotlight on those games between the Bruins and the Panthers. That's the reigning champions, by the way. I think they're playing against Allmark tonight, which will be interesting. Hmm. And they've got a target on their back, and you should be aiming for them. And it didn't seem that way. It seemed like the other way around. It seemed like they were all over you and had a score to settle with you and not the other way around. And I thought that was disappointing. You know, I'm not expecting the Bruins to win every game this year. I'm not expecting them to take home, any President's Trophy or anything like that. I'm not expecting it. It could happen. But, like, this is to me, the first impression of a new-ish looking team with big guys and guys that were supposed to come in here and sort of set a new tone and set a new standard, I think. And and not let their guys get pushed around. And they were getting pushed around again, and the only time they really retaliated was to slash the referee, and that's really it. Max Jones, by the way, is out tonight. Maybe that's why, because he hit the refs harder than he hit any Florida Panther. But that's one of many small line tweaks that Jim Montgomery has for the team here. We'll get into those in just a minute. We saw Fluto's lines from this morning, and they're a little bit different from what we were looking at in that first game. The main one and the main thing that sort of sticks out to me when I look at the top six, and I also look at sort of the things that they did in the offseason, is Morgan Geeky up there on that second line on the right with Coyle and Marchand. And I look at that because between Danton Heinen and Jake DeBrusque, I know they weren't both on the right, but like these were some of your top six wingers, and they're gone. And you didn't really replace him. You brought in Lindholm, and I think Lindholm's going to be a good centerman, and I'm already liking what you get with him.
Yep.
They scored a goal off that face-off win, that Zaka goal in the first period, and I think already you're starting to see that this guy can play, and he's going to develop a chemistry with Pastrnak. All that, I think, is going to be fine. But in terms of your secondary scoring, which has always plagued this team, they make moves at the deadline, but in general, they go into the season. This is a problem for them. And I think that looking at this roster right now, if I was to predict something that's going to come up here in the early, you know, weeks and months of this team, it's probably that. Morgan Geeky, that's a lot of pressure on him. He had a good year last year, 17 goals, whatever it was. I liked what I saw from him, but you're putting a lot on him now to go up there on that second line with those two and expect to produce that much. And again, I mean, you're talking about replacing DeBrusque, Heinen, not super productive guys, but guys that you could count on for certain things. And I'm just not sure what you can count on with Geeky right away.
Secondary scoring, primary scoring, I think scoring is going to be a question that this team faces.
Yeah.
Like, they're supposed to be built around their goaltender. You now have a $66 million goaltender, and your defense, right? You're supposed to have top to bottom one of the best core of defensemen in the NHL. And on opening night, you gave up 6 goals.
Yep.
And your goalie wasn't out there, so that's part of it. But I also don't think the defense was very good. And I don't think they're going to win a lot of games because they outscore people. You're going to need to score enough to win. You're going to need to score enough goals with Swayman, and that's why I think that's huge. I also think it's huge for Swayman to get in front of the home crowd, play well, and just start whatever that rehab process is with his relationship with some portion of the fan base. And I don't even know how big. I don't want to be overdramatic and like, oh, half the fans hate Swayman because he was a dink in the go. No, I don't think that's true. But there were, we saw that one sign was like, take it or leave or whatever. Take the $64 million or get out or
I thought that
home
was you at the game holding up that sign.
Basically, that was my mentality. And he got 66. That's fine.
Right.
And
it's
I
like
actually,
in your face, sign guy.
And if it's 10% of whatever, I also think that 10% will love him again if he goes and pitches a shutout tonight. Like, we are, I always say we're simpletons.
We are.
Whether you're Manny Ramirez, whatever. Go hit 30 home runs and be a dink as long as you hit your 30 home runs. Go save, you know, stop pucks, and as long as you're doing that, we won't care that you had these smarmy comments about business school at the University of Maine. Everybody will move on.
And smarmy comments, I mean, listen, you have a right not to like those, but it's not like he did something bad. It's not like he committed a crime.
Right.
He just wanted more money, and he held out for it, and he missed the preseason, and we'll see if that actually plays a role or not. If it does, if he goes out there tonight and he stinks, you have every right to say, hey, you know what? You should have been there. You should have negotiated but still been on the ice and gotten ready and been there with the team. That's all fair, and I don't know exactly the how much of that you could really do, but you can still work out and be a part of it and get yourself prepared for the season. And if he doesn't look like he's prepared, I'll have the same sort of vitriol for him that I had for the team opening night when they didn't look prepared. You got to be ready. The season started here. We're underway. Things are moving, and I don't want this team to get off to a lousy start. I just think that, you know, the early parts of the NHL season anyway, with all that's going on in the NFL and sort of all this other stuff, you tend to sort of table that. In the NBA, too, I think, like early season on a long season with a lot of games, it happens in baseball, pretty much everything except the NFL, you tend to sort of, you know, put it, I'd hate to see that the Bruins get off to a lousy start and then not be in that mix when it comes time to really shine the spotlight on the winter sports. Like, that's what I like to see. The Bruins are usually have their act together by then, but they also don't get off to lousy starts like this. So we'll see what happens tonight.
But you also have reason to be just, you know, as a home crowd to see the new version of your team, right? The goalie, but also Lindholm. Like, that's a big signing.
Definitely.
That's a big, that top line, like putting him in the middle of that and watching whatever rapport and relationship he's going to build with Pasta, who, I mean, should be one of the best scorers in the NHL year in and year out, right? Like, that's what he is now. So you have reason to see how those relationships grow. And then the secondary scoring, okay, if you get that, that's going to be, that'll be the icing on the cake. Because I think if you get, if that top line does what it's supposed to do, what it's paid to do. I mean, there's a lot of money on that top line.
Yep.
If that top line does what it's supposed to do, and the guys in the back end and the goalie does what he's supposed to do, if everybody kind of plays to their paycheck, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Right? But the question is, will they play to their paychecks?
That's a great question, and I think the main one right now is on the defensive side because, as you said, and as we pointed out more than once here, that's where they allocated a lot. They really wanted to shore up their defense, and then that first game, the defense looked brutal. I mean, absolutely brutal. Turnovers in their own end, bad breakouts, just getting annihilated by that Florida forecheck, which I don't expect Montreal to walk into the Garden and do tonight,
right.
But it's just something to keep an eye on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.